The change started in the oil refining industry. A barrel of oil produces about 19 gallons of petrol, but as a byproduct, it also yields about 12 gallons of diesel fuel. Once, that diesel fuel was mainly used in oil-fired power stations. But as Europe shifted away from them, the market was oversupplied with diesel, lowering its cost as a car fuel. Policymakers embraced it. Diesel produces fewer CO2 carbon emissions than petrol, and a series of European Commission regulations in the early 90s favoured it. Then in the late 90s, taxes on diesel vehicles were cut. More diesel was seen as a way to cut back on CO2. On one level, what happened in the European car market in the 90s and 2000s was a huge public policy success. Policymakers wanted consumers to buy more diesel cars, and by working with the underlying economics, changing taxes and tweaking regulation, they turbocharged the trend. More people now drive diesel cars. That's brought down CO2 emissions, but it's come at a cost. And people now are looking back and asking, did they make the right decision?
The preference for diesel and a CO2-focused emissions standard was the worst policy mistake in the EU of the 1990s and the 2000s, and we're going to live with the consequences for a long time. The Japanese and the Americans sensibly listened to the experts who said diesel is dirty because of nitrous oxide and particulate emissions. The European Commission listened to the industry, the European industry, which wanted diesel for marketing reasons.
It's high time the authorities clamped down on diesel lorries belching smoke and smell.
We've known for a long time that diesel can be dirty. But in the 90s, the focus was firmly on CO2, not air quality. As diesel's market share has risen, so too is air pollution,